cocktails, and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Visiting with Reno pitching coach Doug Drabek, our guest on this edition of the pregame show. Doug, we appreciate you joining us. And first of all, what are some of the reasons why this Reno team is in first place?
Well, obviously we got some guys that have talent. I mean, every AAA team has that. The one big thing I've seen is everybody gets along, but they play as a team. Different guys, are in different situations as far as going up and down and trying to get called up for the first time or whatever. But overall, everybody has played as a team, and I think it's paid off. They've all pulled for each other.
Are most of the pitchers coachable? Do most of them listen?
Yes. That was one thing. First time in AAA, that was the question is some guys coming down, how it's going to be and stuff. But, I think I've been fortunate. I've had good guys that have come down, gone up, come down. And for the most part, a lot of times I'll get word on what they want them to work on and stuff. But it's been easy. I think I can use the word easy, as I haven't had resistance or anything like that. And it's kind of a learning experience for me too.
All right. What are some of the reasons why the pitchers have performed as well as they have? I mean, this is a hitter's yard. Everybody knows it. You're fourth in the league in ERA.
I think it's just, being able to execute and work on things that they need to work on, and having the ability to kind of make those changes quick. And it's just one of those things. Like you said, well, this whole league is, not really pitcher friendly, but I think it's just one of those things. They've just really concentrated on, what they need to do. And probably one thing is just being prepared when they get into the game.
Doug Drabek, our guest. Doug, aside from winning the National League Cy Young Award in 1990, can you point to one or two other things in your career that really stand out for you?
Well, I mean, for me, usually the first thing that always stands out is when we clinched in 90 to go to the playoffs. And for most of the team, we had a couple of veterans that had been there already, but for most of us, it was the first time. And that, for some reason, it just sticks out in my mind because, that was a team thing, and it was exciting.
You had a chance to play during the course of your career under some pretty highly regarded pitching coaches, Ray Miller, I believe Mel Stottlemyre, Brent Strom. What are some of the things that make a good pitching coach?
Well, I think the one thing is allowing the pitcher to be himself. Obviously, there's some things that need to be changed or worked on or tweaked. But I think allowing the pitcher to be himself, take his natural ability and let him feel like he has some ownership of what he's doing out there. And, you know, being with the older guys, I've kind of, for me anyway, I've noticed that more than, you know, with the younger guys, obviously, they haven't had that experience. And there are things they need to work on and change. And but here, for me, it's just, this is who you are. This is things we got to tweak. But, you know, if it's something that you're uncomfortable with and just have a hard time doing, obviously, you know, for those guys that are right there on the doorstep of, you know, going up, you know, I think it's important that they feel like I have some kind of say-so in my career and what I'm trying to do.
Your thoughts on the automatic ball and strike system?
We've had it all year, and I'm still up in the air. I mean, there are sometimes you go, oh, my gosh, thank you, ABS, being on the pitching side. And then sometimes you go on, where is that? And, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, you get the graphs on the iPads and on the big screens in the stadium, and you just try to figure out, you know, how accurate all that is. So at the beginning, I was a little probably anti against it just because it took that human element out of the game. You know, for us old guys that are just used to, you know, the umpire, it's you have no one to yell at or complain to now. So you're a little bit more calmer in the dugout.
Doug, I appreciate the time very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doug Drabek, former National League Cy Young Award winner and the current pitching coach of the Reno Aces, our guest. Back with the starting lineups next, right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship Game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship Game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
The Sourdough Star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The Sourdough Star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back. We're getting ready to start this one. And so we've got the starting lineups. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators are the Oakland Athletics AAA team, managed by Fran Reardon. They are 62-64 on the season. This is game number 127 out of 150. Leading off in center field, Mickey McDonald. Batting second, the catcher, Bo Taylor. Hitting third at first base, Jordan Diaz. The cleanup man, third baseman, David McKinnon. In the fifth slot, the designated hitter for Las Vegas, Billy McKinney. Hitting sixth at second base, Nate Mondu. In the seventh slot, the shortstop, Kevin Smith. Hitting eighth and right, Vince Fernandez. And batting ninth and left field, Dalton Kelly. Mickey McDonald, first ball swinging, hits an easy bouncing ball to the first baseman, Dominic Maroglio, who quickly steps on the bag. Mickey entered the game at 273. And with that ground out on the first pitch of the game, he's now 5 out of 14 in the series. And with one out, Bo Taylor will come up. Setting the Reno Aces defensively. At first base is Dominic Maroglio. Giancarlo Cintrone at second. The shortstop, Jake Hager. And Buddy Kennedy is the third baseman this evening. Fastball is outside at 97 miles an hour to Bo Taylor, ball one. Left-handed hitting Las Vegas catcher. Hamden Duzenac is playing left field. It's partially in sunlight and partially in shadow out there. Dominic Fletcher in center in the sun. Jordan Luplo is in right in the sun as well. Fastball's a strike. One ball and one strike. I'm Bo Taylor. Bo starts up at 288. He's been out of action for a few days with a bad knee, but he's good to go tonight. He lays a bunt down, and it's kicked by Jameson, the pitcher, as he runs toward the third base foul line, and he cannot make a play. We'll wait for a ruling on that. Bo, trying to mess up the shift, bunted one on the grass between the mound and the third baseline. Jameson came off the mound to get it. And reached down, and the ball hit his glove, and he kind of booted it, and the ball rolled toward foul territory. They put an error up on the board, so for now it looks like they're going to score an error. Here's the pitch to Jordan Diaz. Fastball low at 98, ball one, it's 1-0. Jordan Diaz, been a really nice addition to the Vegas lineup, hitting 352. He's 2-for-9 in the series. Here's the stretch by the right-hander Jameson, the pitch. Fastball, a high tapper, wide at third. It's gloved by the third baseman Kennedy, who throws out Diaz for out number two. On the play, Bo Taylor goes to second. So Taylor at second with two outs and the batter David McKinnon. Plate umpire tonight is Tom Hanahan. First base ump is the crew chief. That's Eric Backus. And Mark Stewart is down the way at third. Here's McKinnon, the game-winning hit yesterday. McKinnon had been hitless in his first nine at-bats in the series. But he got two hits yesterday, including the game-winning hit in the 10th inning, a double to deep center, driving in Vince Fernandez and breaking a 4-4 tie. He takes a slider low and away, ball one. 1-0. Dre, not Drew. Dre Jameson. D-R-E-Y. 6 feet tall, 175. He recently turned 25 a couple weeks ago. Fastball foul back at 96. One ball and one strike is the count. Jameson was born in Greenfield, Indiana, and he went to college in his home state. Ball State is where he went. Diamondbacks' first-round pick in 2019. Last year, he split time between Class A Hillsboro, the Hillsboro Hops, that's near Portland, Oregon, and Double A Amarillo. Fastball up and in, 2-1 to McKinnon. He was combined 5-6 with an ERA right around 4 last year, and he's been with Reno all year this year. He's making his 21st appearance, his 20th start. He's won 5, lost 10, a 6.66 ERA. McKinnon, 325, 15 homers, 51 batted in. The pitch to him, fastball up and in, 96, 3-1 to count. Jameson graduated from Greenfield Central High School in Indiana 5 years ago. Dominant his senior year, 6-1 with an ERA under 1. He also hit 404 with 7 home runs. Here is the 3-1 to McKinnon. Fastball, line foul to the right, out of play. 3-2, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Jameson also threw 7 no-hit shutout innings in the 2017 regional playoffs against eventual Class 4A state champion Cathedral. Jameson, in addition to baseball, lettered in basketball and football. Here is the 3-2 pitch to David McKinnon. High drive to deep right center. Fletcher and Luplo giving chase on this ball, and it bounces and goes over the fence for an automatic double. Taylor scores, and it's 1-0 in favor of Las Vegas. So McKinnon, an extremely good hitter, picks up where he left off yesterday. Yesterday, the game-winning double was to dead center. This time, he got a pitch up and drove it toward right center. It's 424 out there. The ball bounced and went over the fence to the right of that 424 sign into the Reno bullpen. An automatic double, commonly known as a ground rule double, and it's quickly 1-0 Las Vegas on the run-scoring double by David McKinnon. And the designated hitter, Billy McKinney, steps in, hitting 290 with 11 homers and 45 batted in. Jameson stretches and throws. Slider up and away, ball one, 83 miles an hour, 1-0. McKinney DHing tonight. He didn't play in games 2 and 3. He played in game 1, went 0-4, and has sat out the last 2 days. The series prior to this one at Las Vegas Ballpark against Sugarland, Billy was 2 out of 9. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. It is 1-1. Jameson was a draft-eligible sophomore in 2019. Diamondbacks chose him with a first-round compensation pick. It's the fourth player Arizona got to pick in the first round. So they loaded up in that 2019 draft. Jameson was the 34th player chosen overall in that draft. It's a slider for a strike, 86 miles an hour. 1-2 on Billy McKinney. Jameson, a lot of life in the fastball, mid to upper 90s. And he's got a two-seam sinker with a little less velocity. Kind of a sharp, darting slider, curveball, and a changeup. Here's the pitch. Fastball, McKinney takes a big cut, fouls that 98-mile-an-hour pitch out of sight off to the left. It's a one-ball, two-strike count on Texas native Billy McKinney. So Las Vegas collects a run here in the first. And McKinney batting in the fifth slot tonight with Nate Mondu on deck. Jameson wearing number 9, bends at the waist, looks in at his catcher, Jose Herrera. McKinnon leads away from second, the pitch, and that slider's up and away. Ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jameson staring in at Herrera. This is his third start against Las Vegas this year. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Fastball is inside at 96. It's 3-2 now on McKinney, who backs out and tucks the bat under his left arm. Jameson has been up and down in his games against Las Vegas. May 19th here, the Aviators hit him hard and beat him. He went 5 2/3, allowed 4 runs earned on 8 hits. Fastball, a called third strike. McKinney thought it was ball 4. He drops the bat. It was a late call, but that's the call. First strikeout for Jameson. And the Aviators are finished in the top of the first inning. They do collect a run on 1 hit, 1 error, 1 left. And at the end of half an inning, Las Vegas 1 and Reno against Ty Dameron coming up.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view. Wow. And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. And we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Welcome back. Aviators have a lot of work from their bullpen the last few days, and they don't know how long Dameron is going to go. He's been a starter mostly at Midland, where he put up very ordinary numbers, but he's pitched well in the few games he's pitched for Las Vegas. This is his second start. This pitch is a ground ball to short. Moving to his right to pick it up is Smith. He throws to first to get Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher, the left-handed hitting center fielder, leading off for Reno. It'll roll it to the left side. Good play by Smith. He had to charge the ball and angle to his right. One pitch and one out. And Giancarlo Stanton coming up now. Ty Dameron wearing number 48. 6 feet tall, 200-pounder, 28 years old. Oakland's 15th-round draft pick in the 2016 draft out of Gordonville, Texas. And his fastball at 91 is in low. Ball one. 1-0 on Giancarlo Cintron. Right-handed hitting second baseman, 360, the leading average on the Aces. Three homers and 18 batted in. Fastball lined into center field. That's a base hit. And McDonald brings it back in, so that one-out single brings up Jordan Luplo. Rounding out the Reno order, of course, you had Fletcher leading off in center, Cintron with a base hit there, batting second, playing second. Luplo, Jordan Luplo, hitting third and right. He's coming up now. The designated hitter hits fourth tonight. That's Seth Beer. Hitting fifth at third base, Buddy Kennedy. In the sixth spot, the catcher, Jose Herrera. Batting seventh at first base, Dominic Maroglio. In the eighth position, shortstop Jake Hager. And batting ninth in left field, Camden Dusenak. Luplo takes a pitch, a little high ball one. Luplo's only been here for a couple of games since the Diamondbacks sent him here. 2-for-9 with a double and a home run. And one RBI. Dameron was born in Denton, Texas, north of Dallas. Ground ball is short. Smith has it. He goes to Mondu. That's one on to Diaz. That's an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. The Aviators turned two 6-4-3 double plays in last night's victory, and they turned one here. Dameron only threw a few pitches. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of one, Las Vegas won, Reno nothing.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada
Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, 1-0 Las Vegas after one here. If you missed it, Las Vegas scored in the first, went with one out. Bo Taylor laid down a bunt. Dre Jamison, the pitcher, raced over toward the third baseline to try to get it and misplayed the ball. It was scored in error. Bo went to second at a ground ball by Jordan Diaz and scored on David McKinnon's double. 1-0 Las Vegas. Nate Mondu leads off the second, and he takes a pitch a little outside at 91. Ball one. 1-0. Mondu, 277. Seven homers and 51 batted in. Nate is 3-for-11 in this series with two of the hits coming last night, a single and a double. Fastball, a soft liner over the head of shortstop Jake Hager in the left for a base hit. 94-mile-an-hour pitch that looked to be in, and Nate, a little soft serve flare in the left for his fourth hit of the series. The Aviators have their second hit of this game. In the second inning, it's a 1-0 lead for Las Vegas. The right-handed hitting shortstop Kevin Smith comes up now. Greenfield, Indiana. Home of Dre Jamison. Here now is the stretch and the pitch to Kevin Smith. Fastball a little outside at 97. Ball one. 1-0. Kevin at 220. And two homers and 30 batted in. Smitty, as he's known to his teammates, 2-for-12 in this series. Mondu at first, a short lead held on by Marolio. Jamison's pitch. Fastball swung on hard and foul back at 94 miles an hour. One ball and one strike to count. Jamison is ranked as Arizona's number 9 top prospect by MLB Pipeline. He lost his last start August 27th at Sacramento. Charged with 6 runs, all earned on 8 hits in 5 2/3 innings. He struck out 5. Pitch, breaking ball up and in, a slider at 85. Ball 2, 2-1. And again, this is his third start against Vegas. He's 1-1 with a 3.55 ERA against the Aviators. 2-1. Out of his stretch is Jamison. And the pitch. That fastball at 96 comes in above the letters. Taken by Smith for ball three. 3-1. May 19th, when the Aviators were here, and they roughed him up. I told you the numbers before. 4 in runs in 5 2/3 innings, and they beat him. Then he turned around and had a great game against him 3 weeks ago. Throw to first base and back in diving is Mondu. At Las Vegas ballpark, one of his best games of the year. Jamison went 7 innings in beating the Aviators, only gave up 1 run earned on 10 hits, which he scattered pretty well. He walked 1, struck out 7, threw exactly 100 pitches, 70 strikes. Really a fine job. Here's the 3-1. Fly ball hit to deep left. Back goes Duzenac. He's looking up, and this one is high off the wall. Bear hit by Duzenac, who fires to second base. Throw goes back to first, and out at first base is Kevin Smith. Fran Reardon wants to talk it over with the first base umpire, Eric Backus. Close play at first. Backus trying to make the call from probably about 60 feet away, and Fran Reardon discussing that call right now. Kevin Smith just missed a home run. I mean, he turned on that fastball. He drove it high off the left field wall. Mondu got third base easily. Kent Duzenac did a good job. He barehanded it off the wall and fired to second. Smith got about 30 feet around first, realized, whoops, I better get back, and he could not get back. The conversation between Reardon and Backus is over now. And Reno just caught a big break right there. Mondu's at third with one out. Vince Fernandez launches one way out of here to right field. Forget it. That's on the berm. Home run 14 for Fernandez. RBIs 47 and 48. Las Vegas takes a 3-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. Oh, did he blackjack that thing out of here? And again, despite that, again, you can say with complete certainty that Reno easily could be another run behind because Smith's ball nearly got out of here. Single high off the left field wall. Then he was thrown out at first. So if it goes out, it's another run. And if he does not get thrown out trying to get back to first, it's another run. A home run by Fernandez. It was a strike. Meanwhile, Kelly, 0-1. But the Aviators do have a 3-0 lead now. Single by Mondu. The single off the wall by Smith. There's a ground ball to the right of second base. Picked up there by Hager, the shortstop, who throws him out. 6-3 because of the shift. Kelly came in at 2-15. And there is one out in the Las Vegas second inning. If you're scoring, Smith again gets a single, is thrown out 7-4. Left fielder Camden Duzenac to second baseman Giancarlo Cintrone. Pitches ball one to McDonald. Mickey swung at the first pitch of the game and grounded out softly to first baseman Dominic Maroglio. Mickey at 271. Two homers, 14 batted in. There's a strike on the inside corner, a cutter. 1-1 on Mickey McDonald. 3-0 Las Vegas. We're in the top of inning number two. One out, base is empty. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball foul back. 1-2 is the count now. Mickey has hit safely in 7 of 8 games since he came back from AA Midland. And since he came back from Midland entering this game, 387, lifting his average up to where it is, 271. Changeup is outside. Mickey standing in again. Bo Taylor on deck. One out, nobody on. Top of the second, 3-0 Las Vegas. The pitch. Fastball up and away. And the count fills up now, 3-2 on Mickey McDonald. Herrera sets up a target. The left-hander hitting McDonald waiting in the pitch. There's a base hit up the middle. 90-mile-an-hour pitch with some cut on it. Hit it directly over second base and on into center. Fletcher gets it back in. McDonald continues to hit well since coming back from Midland. And he's now 6 for 15 in this series. For the Aviators, 5 hits, 4 of them in this inning. And Bo Taylor, who laid a bunt down and reached on what was scored an error on the pitcher Jameson coming up now. Bo 0 for 1 with a run scored. Fastball, high ball, 1 at 97. 1-0. Jameson out of a stretch. McDonald, good speed at first, the pitch. That fastball swung on a miss. Bo, a big uppercut. One ball to one strike. Bo hitting 283 with two homers and 7 runs batted in. First game of the series. William Simonite caught the other games of the series and did admirably. Had some very good at-bats, including a key at-bat last night. Changeups up and away, 2-1. And the type of experience that could pay off somewhat down the road for William Simonite. Taylor back in. Two balls and a strike to count. Jameson from the belt, ready, and the pitch. Outside. Now it is 3-1 on Bo Taylor. The on-deck hitter is Jordan Diaz. Jameson set again. The 3-1 on the way. Way high. Ball four, nowhere close. First walk allowed by Jameson. McDonald to second, Taylor to first. One out in the second inning. The catcher, Herrera, walks out to try to settle Jameson down. And Jordan Diaz will be up. Our pregame guest, we appreciate his time, Doug Drabeck, the pitching coach of the Reno Aces, is now at the mound. That shock of gray hair under his jet black Reno Aces cap, and he's got a cherry red pullover on. And he's there discussing the situation with Jameson and the entire infield. Marolio, Cintron, Hager, and Kennedy are all there with Herrera. Conversation is over now. 3-0 Las Vegas in the second. Again in the inning, Mondu singled. Smith belted one off the left field wall for a single and was thrown out trying to get back to first. 7-4-3, he was thrown out. Duzenac to Cintron to Marolio. Then Fernandez launched a long home run to right. Kelly grounded out. McDonald singled to center, and Taylor walked on five pitches. Here's Diaz, a little bouncer to the third baseman Kennedy, his first time up, 0-for-1, hitting .345. Slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Diaz has hit safely in 10 of the 12 starts he's made since coming up from Midland. He and Jameson have never faced each other before. Here's the stretch. Two on, one out, the 0-1. Fastball, a called strike. Bottom of the zone at 95. 0-2 is the count on Jordan Diaz. Mickey McDonald, good speed, leads away from second. Bo Taylor is a runner at first. Two outs in the top of the second inning. Jameson from the set position and throws. Fastball way high and away. Herrera had to stand up straight and still fully extend his left arm to snag that one. And one ball and two strikes is the count. Jameson, electric stuff, inconsistent with his command. That's pretty much been the story for him this year. Here's the 1-2 now. Slow tapper to second, charge by Cintron. He picks up the bouncer and throws out Diaz, and that'll complete the inning. Las Vegas, however, does score two runs in the inning on four hits. No errors. They leave two on base. And at the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas 3, Reno nothing.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the second inning. And Las Vegas, the early 3-0 lead. The Aviators trying for a win that would get them even in the series and allow them to gain a game on Reno. They enter the night in second place, 8 back of Reno. With this game at hand, and then the game tomorrow and the game Sunday before they go off to Sacramento. So now, Ty Dameron staked to a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the second, Seth Beer takes a fastball for a strike at 84 miles an hour, 0-1. Beer at 230, 13 homers, 52 batted in, DHing in this game. In the series, 3 out of 12. Buddy Kennedy, the number 5 hitter next. Then the switch-hitting catcher, Jose Herrera. Pitch is just outside, a fastball at 89. One ball and one strike to count. Ty Dameron went to Texas Tech, pitched for the Red Raiders. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, line to right, and that's caught by Vince Fernandez. Off-speed breaking ball at 82. Beer put a good swing on it, hit it hard, but he lines out to Fernandez in right. One out in the bottom of the second. Buddy Kennedy, the right-handed hitting third baseman, comes up now. At Double-A Midland, Dameron was almost exclusively a starter. He had one relief outing in 18 starts. He was 6-4 with a 4.11 ERA in 92 innings. Slow breaking ball low. He checked on a swing. They appeal at first. Nope, no swing, says Eric Barrett. Ball one. 1-0 on Kennedy, hitting .271, five homers and 32 runs batted in. Kennedy in this series, three hits and seven trips to the plate. And the pitch now. And that one drops in there for a strike. Off-speed breaking ball at 75 miles an hour. 1-1 on Buddy Kennedy. One out, bases empty. Bottom of the second here in Reno. Las Vegas leading 3-0. And the pitch down and in. Two balls and a strike. Dameron got his first taste of AAA when he got called up second week of August. Made his debut in the second game of a doubleheader in Tacoma on August 13th. And he kept the team right there. He went four innings, allowed two runs earned on four hits. Walked two, struck out six. Not a bad AAA debut. Line drive in the center, a base hit for Kennedy. McDonald grabs it, fires it back in. Off-speed pitch out over the plate at 82 miles an hour. Second hit for Reno. One on, one out for Jose Herrera, who will bat right-handed against the southpaw, Ty Dameron. Ever since that start he made in Tacoma in a game that the Aviators eventually won, by the way, Dameron has been in the bullpen. Third of an inning against Sacramento in Las Vegas August 21st and took two pitches to get a man out. And he ended up kind of vulturing a win in that game. That's how he got his win. He's 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA for Las Vegas. 2 days later, when Sugarland was in town, he went a perfect inning in two-thirds, five up and five down, and struck out three of the five. Here is the pitch to Jose Herrera. Breaking ball low at 85. Slider ball one, 1-0. His most recent outing, August 27th against Sugarland. He was working out of the bullpen, and it was a long relief effort. He pitched well. Four and a third innings, no runs, three hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. Now starting here in Reno. Now 1-0. That one's down low. A changeup at 81. Ball two. Herrera hitting .300 on the nose. A homer and six batted in since joining the team. In this series, 4 out of 9. Kenny at first, one out. In the bottom of the second, 3-0 Las Vegas. Dameron ready with the 2-0 to Jose Herrera. Left-hander throws. And the pitch a little inside with a fastball. Very close at 90, but he missed. Now 3-0. The on-deck hitter, first baseman Dominic Marullio. Dameron slowly to the stretch. Kennedy a short lead at first, held on there by Diaz. And the pitch jumps in there for a strike at 90 miles an hour. It is a 3-1 count now on Jose Herrera. Now the stretch and the 3-1. Fastball, strike call on the inside half just above the knees. 89 miles an hour. He steered it right in there. It's gone from 3-0 to 3-2 on Herrera. Kennedy over at first. Has 8 steals and 12 tries. There's a chance they might send him here with a full count and one out. The stretch. He does not go. There's a chopper fouled outside first. It went back to the fastball. And Herrera chopped it foul the opposite way. The count stays 3-2. Jose Herrera from San Carlos, Venezuela, 25 years old. Arizona signed him as a free agent back in 2013. 3-2. Dameron climbs back to the top of the hill. Breeze blowing out to right. Another warm, clear summer night in Reno at Greater Nevada Field. 3-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the second. Kennedy off first. He goes. The pitch is high. Ball four. Taylor caught the pitch, cocked his arm, but not necessary. Ball four. First walk allowed by Dameron. And that puts runners at first and second with one out. And the right-handed hitting first baseman Dominic Marullio will be coming up. Marullio, who can play all over the field. He's listed as a catcher, but he can play first base and he can play elsewhere. Here's the pitch to him. He tried to check his swing on a high fastball, and apparently he did. Ball one. 1-0. Marullio, .269. Nine homers and 33 batted in. He's from Oakland and went to the University of San Francisco, Arizona's 20th round pick in the 2017 draft. 27-year-old Dominic Maroglio batting right-handed, and the fastball strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. It's 1-1. Buddy Kennedy at second for Reno. Jose Herrera at first. One out in the bottom of the second. 3-0 Las Vegas. Maroglio went to Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland, then off to college from there. There's a drive high in the air to right. Fernandez backing up, makes the catch. Kennedy tags and is heading to third. He'll make it as the throw comes in on one bounce to Mondu. So Maroglio flies out to right. But a second out of the inning, Kennedy with good speed tags and heads to third. Herrera holds at first. Runners at the corners are two outs for the right-handed hitting Reno shortstop Jake Hager. Hager, who's from Henderson, Sierra Vista High School, born in Henderson, 29 years old, 6'1", 180. Big curveball, spins in there for a strike at 78 miles an hour, 0-1. Hager, 231 average with three homers and 31 driven in. Tampa's first-round draft pick in 2011 out of Sierra Vista High in Las Vegas. Here's the 0-1 from Dameron. And the breaking ball stays high at 76, one ball and one strike. So he was highly regarded. He had knee surgery and missed 2015 with that. Got healthy again later in 2016, reached Triple A that year at Durham. 1-1 from Dameron, and Hager fouls that pitch back. One ball and two strikes. The Mets had him for a while last year, so did Seattle, and they never called him up. The Mets had him in the big leagues just briefly, a few games. He did spend 27 games at Tacoma, exactly 100 at-bats, where he hit 220 with six home runs. Then the Diamondbacks picked him up. Fastball fouled off to the right of the play. 1-2 remains on Jake Hager. So then the Mets had him at AAA Syracuse. And at Reno last year, he hit 220. When he was at Sierra Vista, he was going to go to Arizona State, but then the Tampa Bay team drafted him in the first round, and he made his decision to go pro. Fastball high, 2-2 on Jake Hager. The scout who signed Hager for Tampa was Jason DeRocher. He used to pitch for the Las Vegas Stars. He was a San Diego Padre farmhand. Curveball grounded to short. Right there is Smith. He lobs it the short way to Mondu for the force out on Herrera. That is a 6-4 fielder's choice to complete the Reno second inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two men left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas 3, Reno nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
All right, we head to the top of the third here Game four of the six-game series, and Reno won the first two games. The Aviators came from behind to win yesterday. Badly needed win for them in 10 innings, 5-4. And they've stirred up some early offense here to lead 3-0. Two-run home run by Vince Fernandez. Big part of the reason David McKinnon, who's going to lead off now, drove one on one hop over the fence in right center for an automatic double, driving in Bo Taylor. It was the 4-5 and 6 Aviators in the third. McKinnon, McKinney, and Nate Mondu. David McKinnon, 27 years old, from born in Easton, Massachusetts, and went to the University of Hartford, drafted by the Angels in 2017. Ground ball to short. Hager picks up the three-hopper and sails on over to first base, one pitch and one out. McKinnon is now 1-for-2 in the Las Vegas third, and the batter, Billy McKinney, now. Ashhouse Go-Go scoreboard will be getting updated on the big league and PCL scores and the Ted Weens trivia question, of course. Here's McKinney. Billy just turned 28 a little more than a week ago. There's a strike 0-1. August 23rd, his birthday. First-round draft pick of Oakland back in 2013. The 24th overall pick, traded to the Cubs the following year, then to the Yankees in 2016. Made his big league debut with the Yankees in 2018. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. Billy struck out looking his first time up. And he's at 289, 11 home runs, and 45 batted in. 3-0 Las Vegas in the top of the third. And he bounced around a lot last year after being traded to Toronto. Played with them until 2020. And last year, the Brewers, the Mets, and the Dodgers all had him. Well-traveled. High fly, shallow center, Cintron and Hager. But the center fielder, Fletcher, comes in and puts it away. Two outs in the Vegas third. Nate Mondu opened up the second with a single, went to third on Kevin Smith's single high off the left field wall, and scored on Vince Fernandez's long home run to right. So Jameson turns and deals, and the slider bends in there for a strike at 84 miles an hour, 0-1. Breeze blowing out to right. Steadily, straightaway right field. Mondu now 279 with seven homers, 51 batted in. Straight change, swing and a miss, 0-2. On deck is Kevin Smith. Two strikes on Mondu. Jameson stares in at Herrera. Okays the sign, kicks the left leg and throws. And the cutter bounces near the right foot of Mondu and goes all the way to the backstop. One ball and two strikes. Nate back in. They're giving him the gap in left center, the way the outfield is aligned, with the center fielder Fletcher several steps toward right center. And Duzenak, the left fielder, playing straight away. Ground ball into right field, base hit. Over to pick it up is Luplo. He fires it back to first, and Nate Mondu is out trying to get back to first. Mondu hit a ground ball in the right field for a base hit, and he rounded the bag. Luplo got it. He saw that Nate was way off the bag, so he fired one to Maroglio, and Nate went back in standing up. Maroglio caught the throw, made a quick tag, and Mondu is out. It's the second Aviator in as many innings thrown out trying to get back to first base on a single. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 3, Reno nothing.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Steiner. The Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. As we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
There's a high pop-up near the mound. Moving over is Las Vegas first baseman Jordan Diaz to make the catch. And on one pitch to the number nine hitter, left fielder Camden Dusenak, there is one out as Dusenak pops out to first baseman Jordan Diaz. One out. Ty Dameron now will set his sights at the top of the order. The left-hander hitting Dominic Fletcher, who swung at Dameron's first pitch leading off the first and rolled out slowly to shortstop Kevin Smith, who made a nice play in the ball. 3-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the third, Dameron's pitch. That sweeps up and away, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher 3 out of 15 in the series, hitting .298, 4 homers, 28 batted in. Lefty on lefty. So Fletcher shortens up to bunt and takes a change up high, 2-0. Fletcher got off to a great start this year. He's named the Diamondbacks Organizational Player of the Month in May. He hit .402 in the month. Here is the 2-0. And that's a little outside. Close. 3-0. Arizona got him with their 75th overall pick in the 2019 draft. Former Arkansas Razorback. Here's the 3-0. Dameron's fastball is a strike. 3-1. And Fletcher is the younger brother of Angels infielder David Fletcher. 3-1. Giancarlo Cintron on deck. Base is empty. One gone. Bottom of the third. There's a ground ball to second. Mondu's on the job. He picks up that skittering ground ball and throws a chest-high strike over to Diaz. Two outs. And the batter Cintron, who singled a center and was quickly taken off the bases when Luplo followed with a 6-4-3 double play ground ball. 3-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the third. Cintron, 364 average. By far the leading average on this team. Pitches a strike, 0-1. Dameron with a sign from Bo Taylor. Fastball, line to left field, another base hit for Cintron. Well, that's why he's hitting .360. Very, very tough guy to get out. Dalton Kelly fires it back in towards second base. So Cintron 2-for-2, now 4-for-9 in the series. Three hits on the night for Reno. And that two-out single extends the inning for Jordan Luplo. Here's Luplo, 6'1", 200-pounder. He will be 29 before the end of this month from Born in Visalia. He drives one toward right center field, racing over to pick it off is Vince Fernandez. Vince got a good jump on that ball, and that line drive ends the inning. In the third inning for Reno, no runs on one base hit. No errors. They leave one after three. Las Vegas 3, the Reno Aces nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the
most cash. Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when you're done cleaning that bathroom, I got a few other things for you to do.
Well, you know, son, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get the job done.
Also, when you're finished, I need you to go through these tenant files.
Wait a minute. I know you're the boss. Look, change is inevitable, just like our real estate market. With the inventory of homes increasing, it is creating more opportunities for buyers.
Yeah, I would agree. Buyers are getting better prices, their closing costs paid for, and a ton more homes to choose from.
And with our seller programs like cash advances, doing all repairs, and buying distressed properties in 5 days, nobody, and I mean nobody, gets your top dollar like the real estate guy.
So call the number one real estate brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guys.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. Call for details. eXp Realty. License number 38886.
Talk to Aaron Taylor.
The Real Estate Guy.
Top of the fourth, Las Vegas leading 3-0 in the Pacific Coast League Western Division entering tonight's play. Reno, again in first place, leading Las Vegas by 8 games. Salt Lake 11 back. That's the Angels. Tacoma, that's the Mariners. They are 12 back. And the Giants AAA team Sacramento, the next stop on this road trip for Las Vegas, in last place, 13 back. And that's the PCL West. Here is Kevin Smith. He looks at a slider for a strike, 0-1. Smith went from ecstasy to agony. When he batted in the second, he bombed one that looked like a home run. It hit high off the fence. Instead, he just missed a home run. It would have been his third of the year. Sliders high, 1-1. And then that base hit Chase Mondu from first to third. And then Smith took a big turnaround first. Duzenak made a good play to barehand it off the wall, fired in towards second. Smith gets a fastball, fouls it back on the ground, 1-2 the count. And then the second baseman, Cintron, took Duzenak's throw and whipped one over to first baseman Marolio, and Smith was tagged out before he got back to first. That cost the Aviators a run, because on the very next pitch, Fernandez hit a 2-run home run that would have been a 3-run home run had Smith not been tagged out. Slider, foul back out of play. 1-2 still on Kevin Smith. And yet, the Aviators with a 3-0 advantage in the fourth inning. Jameson, 56 pitches through three, 34 of them strikes. In the Eastern Division, Oklahoma City Dodgers in first place, but that's a much tighter race. Round Rock, the Texas Rangers top of Philly, is only 3 games out. El Paso, that's the Padres, they're 4.5 out. Fastball foul back, 1-2 on Smith. Sugar Land, the Astros, 12.5 out. And Albuquerque, 16 out. That's the Rockies. Okay. It remains a ball and two strikes on Smith. And that pitch is in there. Strike three looking. He took something off on that pitch at 86 miles an hour. And he got Smith looking for a strikeout. For Dre Jameson, that is his second strikeout. One out on the Vegas fourth, and here's Fernandez, who jumped on the first pitch, ambushed it, and belted it way out of sight to straightaway right beyond the bullpen onto the grassy berm. He takes a fast strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Fernandez, 14th home run, so he's now 270 with 14 homers, 48 batted in. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. Las Vegas, a 3-0 lead. Line drive toward the right field corner. That is a fair ball. Being chased by Luplo, and Fernandez racing for second base. He has a stand-up double. So Fernandez, a streaky hitter. And right now he's on one of his hot streaks. He smacks a double to right field. And a one-out double makes Fernandez 2-for-2 with a homer and a double. Brings up Dalton Kelly now. Seven hits for Las Vegas. And for Fernandez, that's his 15th double of the year. Here's Kelly. He grounded out to short his first time up. Dalton 0-for-1, hitting .214, 13 homers, 41 batted in. Pitch is a called strike near the outside corner, 0-1. Dalton looking for his first hit in the series, 0-for-6. The series prior to this one at home against Sugarland, he was 5 out of 17 with 3 doubles. Here's the 0-1. That slider in the dirt. Good backhand pick out of the dirt by Herrera. The ball nearly hit Kelly in the foot, and Herrera made a nice, clean pick on that one. Good play. By doing so, he kept Fernandez at second with one out. 1-1 the count, top of the fourth inning. A 3-0 lead for Las Vegas. One and one. Kelly, left-handed batter waiting. Batting ninth in this one. Leadoff man Mickey McDonald waits on deck. Fastball grounded to the right side again. Again, it's Hager, the shortstop, to throw him out. Two down. Twice Kelly has done that to the same infielder. 6-3 it goes. On the play, Fernandez advances to third, and the batter Mickey McDonald now. Mickey has grounded out and singled. One out of two. And Mickey swings at a fastball and tips it into Herrera's mitt. Strike one, 0-1. Fernandez at third, two outs, top of the fourth. Las Vegas leading 3-0. Mickey McDonald averaged up to 276 now. Again, hitting very well in the week and a half since he came back from Double A. Fastball up and away at 94. 1-1. Dre Jamison from Greenfield, Indiana, city in and the county seat of Hancock County, Indiana. Part of the Indianapolis metropolitan area. Breaking ball down and in. Slider at 86, 2-1. Not that far from Zionsville, where Las Vegas pitcher Parker Dunshee hails from. There's a chopper to first, backhanded by Maroldio, who steps on the bag, and the inning is over. In the Las Vegas fourth, they get a one-out double by Vince Fernandez and nothing else. And they leave one. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 3, Reno nothing.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center's not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas leading 3-0. Ty Dameron has been pretty economical. 37 pitches through three innings. 22 of them strikes. But again, although he's been a starter all year at Midland, he only made one start for Las Vegas. That was 3.5 weeks ago in Tacoma. So we'll see how long they stay with him, but he's pitched well. Now, bottom of the fourth inning, and the big left-handed hitting Seth Beer out of Clemson University swings at the first pitch, fastball and misses. Fastball at 90, strike one, 0-1. Beer got a breaking ball leading off the second and hit it hard, but lined out to right fielder Vince Fernandez. The number five hitter's on deck. That's Buddy Kennedy, then Jose Herrera after that. And the pitch is a little outside. One ball and one strike. Hash House a go-go scoreboard. One final. Round Rock scored in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 3-2. So Round Rock is only two back of the Dodgers now. Quite a race. Slider swung on and missed. It's 1-2. It's in the Eastern Division, of course. That gives El Paso a chance to gain if they can win. And at the moment, Paso's in the eighth inning leading Salt Lake 5-1. Salt Lake only has one hit. Beer swings and tips it into the mitt of Bo Taylor's strike three, an 86-mile-an-hour slider. First strikeout of the evening for Ty Dameron. the crowd responding, because after the strikeout, the Aviators were throwing the ball around the infield. The ball ended up in right center field. One out for Buddy Kennedy, who singled to center his first time up. One out, base is clear in the bottom of the fourth. Ty Dameron set as the lights begin to take full effect here. Fastball rides high at 91, ball one. 1-0. So if El Paso wins, they'll only be 3.5 out. As I said, Round Rock is only 2 out now. Eighth inning, Sugarland 9, Albuquerque 2. There's a strike call to Kennedy. Change up, 1-1. That's the PCL scoreboard for now, the 1-1. That change up rides high around 83. Ball two. Two balls and a strike is the count now. And we've got the major league scores also to give you. First, the 2-1 pitch to Buddy Kennedy. Line drive into right for a base hit. Moving to his right to backhand it is Fernandez. He guns it back in. So Kennedy is 2-for-2. And 5-for-9 in the series. Four hits for Reno, and there are two men responsible for the four hits. Second baseman Giancarlo Cintron and third baseman Buddy Kennedy. They're both 2-for-2. Here's Herrera. He walked his first time up. Dameron getting set. A look at first, and the left-hander throws to first. And back in easily is Buddy Kennedy, who does have 8 steals and has been caught on 12 occasions. Here's the pitch. A chopper up the third base side, foul. Grabbed by McKinnon, who underhands it over that big tall netting into the seats beyond the third base dugout. One strike on Jose Herrera, who walked his first time up. Herrera getting a new bat. So we're in the fourth inning with Las Vegas leading 3-0. Hash House ago goes scoreboard in the big leagues. Then the ninth inning, Tampa leading the Yankees 9-0 now. Eighth inning, Minnesota and the White Sox tied at 2. Seventh inning in St. Louis, the Cardinals lead the Cubs 3-0. And in the third in Anaheim, the Astros lead the Angels 2-0. All right, Herrera back in. Switch hitter batting right-handed. The lefty Dameron delivers. And at cutters, foul back on the ground. Two strikes to count. In Phoenix, there in the fourth inning, the Brewers and Diamondbacks, no score. Top of the second at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers and San Diego Padres, no score. Bottom of the first in San Francisco, no score. Giants and Phillies earlier. Toronto shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. Reds edge the Rockies in Cincinnati 3-2. Baltimore beat Oakland 5-2. Here's the 0-2. That's foul back out of play. Still 0-2 on Herrera. Detroit got by Kansas City, a 5-4 final there. The Mets beat Washington 7-3 at Citi Field in New York. Seattle defeated Cleveland 6-1. Red Sox beat Texas 9-1. And Atlanta beat the Marlins 8-1. Ground ball to second. Right there to grab it is Mondu. He steps on second for one, guns it over to first base. That is a 4-3 inning-ending double play. The Aviators turned 2 double plays yesterday. They've turned 2 so far in this game. For Reno in the fourth. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 4, Las Vegas 3, Reno nothing.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Go to the fifth inning. Las Vegas with a run in the first and two in the second, and a two-run home run by Vince Fernandez leading 3-0 into the fifth inning. Las Vegas is out hit Reno 7-4, and Dre Jameson looking at the 2-3 and 4 Aviators hitters here. Bo Taylor, Jordan Diaz, and then David McKinnon. The pitch. Curveball swung on a foul back. Bo had a good swing at that 73-mile-an-hour hook that, and Jameson left it up in the zone. Strike one. Sun setting off to our left. Very pretty evening here. One strike to count on Bo Taylor, who reached on an error on a bunt that he laid down. Jameson, the pitcher, was charged with an error, and he scored on McKinnon's double. Then he walked. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored so far in this game. Bo Taylor. And the pitch, a little slider up and away at 85. One ball and one strike is the count on Bo Taylor. And the pitch lifted, fouled off to the left out of play. 1-2 to count. Floridian, Bo Taylor out of the box. An Aviator in 2019. Moved around quite a bit in his career. Was with Baltimore's AAA team in Norfolk earlier this year. There's a one hopper to third, grabbed there by Kennedy, who plants his feet and throws out Taylor. That's not that easy for a third baseman. A left-handed hitter slices one that way. It all generally has a lot of spin on it, but Kennedy stayed with it and made the play. One out in the Las Vegas fifth. Here's Diaz, grounded to third, grounded to second. Jordan is 0-for-2. Top of the fifth, 3-0 in favor of the Aviators here. Pitch is ball one, 1-0. And the pitch chopped foul right by the first base on deck area, right past where David McKinnon is standing. It is a ball and a strike now on Diaz. One out, fifth inning, Las Vegas leading 3-0. Jameson, 73 pitches at this point, 46 of them strikes. And there's a ground ball to third. Two hops for Kennedy moving in. He fires over to first base, and they're two down. Diaz 0-for-3 with three ground outs now. A couple of assists for Buddy Kennedy in this inning from third base. McKinnon has doubled in a run and grounded out to short, and he's coming up again. And McKinnon takes ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Reno, no runs, four hits, and one error in the top of inning number five. Jameson looking in. Herrera offering a low target, the 1-0, and the fastball is a little low at 94. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes the count. McKinnon takes a fastball up and in. 3-0. Third baseman Kennedy playing fairly deep and toward the line. Little McKinnon's damaging hits in this series have been to center and right center. But they're really playing him to pull on that side of the infield. 3-0, and he takes ball four. So McKinnon, who's got a great eye, we've talked about his league-leading on-base percentage of well over 400, is now 1-for-2 with a walk and an RBI double. And with two outs, here's Billy McKinney, who struck out and popped out to the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Fifth inning, 3-0 in favor of Las Vegas. And a pitch is outside. Ball one. Fastball at 93. Missing away to McKinney. One ball and no strikes to count. Jameson stretches. McKinnon a very short lead at first. And that off-speed pitch drifts outside at 86 miles an hour. Ball two. 2-0 on Billy McKinney. Aviators a run in the first and two in the second as they battle to try to get even in this series with two games left in the series after tonight. Here's the 2-0 stretch. McKinney waiting, tapping the bat on his left shoulder. Fastball is a called strike, and it's two balls and a strike to McKinney now. 2-1 is the count. Jameson with a sign from Herrera. McKinnon a couple of steps off first. The 2-1 to McKinney. Billy hits a drive toward left center field, racing over his Fletcher on the run. Fletcher can't get it. Now he flags on a one-hop and fires it in. McKinney goes to second with a double. Here comes McKinnon around third. The throw is off target. And down to third goes McKinney, and Las Vegas takes a 4-0 lead. McKinney sliced one up the gap in left center. Fletcher made a good play to grab it on one hop, and he spun, and his throw missed the cutoff man. And then Cintron raced in to pick it up. McKinnon was going to stop at third had Fletcher hit the cutoff man. When the ball rolled by the cutoff man, Reardon sent him home, and the throw to the plate was way wide to the first base side of home plate. And McKinney ended up at third. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside. Ball one, 1-0 on Mondu. We'll see how they score it. We'll see what they do. It's going to be a single or a double, and then there's got to be a throwing error somewhere, I would think. We'll see what they say. The Aviators have scored now to make it a 4-0 lead. There's a strike, 1-1 on Nate Mondu. Nate is 2-for-2, single to left and scored, and then he's single to right. But he singled right, rounded first too far, and he was thrown out trying to get back to the bag by right fielder Jordan Luplo, who's got quite an arm. 1-1 the count. And Nate trying to pick up Billy McKinney from third, fouls it back. One ball and two strikes is the count. One and two. Mondu settling in. Jameson with a sign from Herrera. Slider, foul back. Got a little bit of that one at 84 miles an hour. Jameson now 86 pitches, 52 strikes. To a two outs and inning, the walk to McKinnon, and then Billy McKinney driving one to left center field, and McKinnon coming around to score when Fletcher's throw went past the cutoff man. There's a liner in the left center, a base hit by Mondu. McKinney comes in to score. Mondu racing for second base as the ball is picked up by Duzenak and legging out a double is Nate Mondu, and Las Vegas now leads 5-0 in the fifth inning with this two-run rally, and Mondu is 3-for-3. Nate sliced that one to left center, and the left fielder Duzenak went lunging to the ground to stop it and then got up and threw to second base too late. Mondu doubles in the run. Las Vegas leading 5-0, and they're buzzing around now in the Reno bullpen. Here's Kevin Smith, the pitch. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Smith singled high off the left field wall and struck out. He's 1-for-2. Got three hits in a series. A righty gets up now in the Reno pen, starts to get loose. Fifth inning, 5-0 Vegas. Smith trying to cash in. Mondu just picked up his 52nd RBI of the year. Fastball, a strike at the knees at 98 miles an hour. And it's 0-2. Mondu leads the team in doubles. That's his 25th double of the year. Here's the stretch in the 0-2 to Kevin Smith. Slider, swing and a miss, strike three. That does it for the inning. But the Aviators score two runs on two hits. They have not put an error on the board yet, so it'll be either one or zero errors. They do leave one at the end of 4.5 to score. It is Las Vegas 5 and Reno nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
We're back again. We're to the bottom of the fifth. Las Vegas leading 5-0. And Ty Dameron facing Dominic Maroglio, who swings at the first pitch and misses. Oh, cutter at 89 miles an hour. Tipped it in the middle of Taylor. Strike one. Maroglio flat out to right his first time up. So now, Dameron has a five-run lead. Fastball up and in, spinning him away. One ball and one strike is the count. Still waiting for a ruling on the ball hit by Billy McKinney. Now the Aviators are getting busy in their bullpen, not because there's anything wrong with Dameron, but because he's on a pitch limit. He's thrown 51 now, 32 strikes. Here's the 1-1, and it's foul back. Fastball, one ball and two strikes. The Aviators have used a lot of bullpen people because they've had a few bullpen days already in this series, but they've got some people available tonight. Among those available, Tyler Sear, Brent Honeywell, Brian Howard, Adam Kolarik, Jake LeMoyne. There's a fly ball to right. That's where Vince Fernandez is. Vinny waits and makes the catch. One out. He's caught two Maroglio fly balls. One out for Jake Hager. There's also a new pitch. Sam Selman also is available tonight. And there's a new pitcher from Double A, Jake Walkinshaw, a right-hander who was at Midland and has joined the team but has not pitched yet. And tonight might be his night for a debut, and maybe not. Hager hit into a force play, 6-4 fielder's choice to finish the second inning. He takes a slider for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. I believe that is Walkinshaw throwing right now in the bullpen. Hager swings and misses. And an off-speed breaking ball at 82 miles an hour, 0-2. Jake Walkinshaw, tall righty out of Seymour, Connecticut, throwing in the bullpen for Las Vegas. It looks like he's going to make his AAA debut here this evening. The pitch is up and away. One ball and two strikes. Of course, Dameron needs two outs to qualify for a victory. He's pitched very well. 4 1/3. No runs, four hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The 1-2 pitch is a little outside. Close. Ball two. 2-2 is the count. Dameron has a sign from Bo Taylor, and the pitch. Off-speed breaking ball, 75 miles an hour, swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch, a cute pitch right there for Dameron's second strikeout. Two down for Duzenac, who popped out to first, leading off the third in his only bat of the night up until now. The pitch is a fastball inside at 91, ball one to Duzenac. Duzenac at 243 with a dozen homers, 44 batted in, one out of seven in this series. The one hit was a bunt single in last night's game. Here's the 1-0 stretch in the pitch. There's a little dunker in the shallow left center field, and it's going to plop in there for a base hit. McDonald falls down, now going to second base, Duzenac, and he slides in safely. Mickey lost his footing, and that's what gave Duzenac an extra base. I believe it's going to be scored a flare double. Duzenac does run very well, and he never hesitated. So two outs, and Duzenac at second. The batter's leadoff man, Dominic Fletcher. Five hits now for Reno. Fletcher, 0 for 2, grounded a short, grounded a second. Dameron stretches, a look back at Duzenac, comes to his hitter. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Dameron now 61 pitches, 39 of them strikes. Nothing and one the count. 5-0 Las Vegas. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs. Duzenac at second base. Dameron off the rubber. Now left foot on the rubber again. Reno manager Gil Velasquez coaching third, watching and waiting there. And Dameron's 0-1 to Fletcher. Lefty on lefty. Fastball foul straight back. One ball and one strike is the count now. On Dominic Fletcher is at 297 with four homers and 28 batted in. Coaching at first base, Barino, is infielder Drew Stankiewicz. I spoke with Drew today before the game about him and his father, Andy, the pitch. Fastball is a little low. And Fletcher, they're going to wait now because the plate umpire, Tom Hanahan, wants a new supply of baseballs. Yep. Andy Stankiewicz, who played for a few different teams, is now the head coach, the head baseball coach for the USC Trojans. Not a bad gig. Here's the next one to Fletcher. Dameron set and throws, and the fastball rides high. And Fletcher hanging in there. Scoreboard indicates a 2-2 count on Dominic Fletcher. Duzenac at second, two down, bottom of the fifth, 5-0 Las Vegas. The stretch by Dameron in the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Well, I tell you what, Dameron 65 pitches in this game, most of them strikes, and that might be it for him. We'll see. But in the fifth inning, Reno, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And at the end of five, Las Vegas 5 and Reno nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City.
Or the Grand Canyon.
Five-star hotels.
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how
about... Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details. We'll be right back.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
All right. Now dig this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new fool. I'd like to laugh at. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Welcome back again. Yes, here we go. We're in the sixth inning. Las Vegas leading 5-0. New Reno pitcher, righty Blake Workman. There's a ground ball knocked down by Maroglio, who picks it up and shovels to Workman, covering not in time. Maroglio went to his right on the bounding ball hit by Vince Fernandez. The ball went off the heel of his glove. Then he picked it up and tossed it to Blake Workman, the new pitcher covering the bag. He underhanded it, but Fernandez has above average speed, and he's safe. Looks like they're going to charge Maroglio with an error on that. So Fernandez has now hit a two-run home run, hit a double, and now reached on an error. Here's Dalton Kelly, 2-for-2, 0-for-2, that is, with two ground balls to short. Pitches low ball one, 1-0. So the starter, Drew Jameson, goes five innings and gives up five runs. On nine hits. There's a ground ball to second, grabbed by Cintron. He goes to second for one. On the first, that is a 4-6-3 double play, which effectively erases the Maroglio error. Two down. Mickey McDonald, 1-for-3, coming up now. Good play by Cintron. He charged the ball like you're supposed to. Spun, made a good throw to Hager, who fired over to Maroglio. Two down. Kelly's 0-for-3. Mickey has grounded out, single and grounded out. Both ground outs of the first baseman, Maroglio. Pitches outside ball one, 1-0. So again, Jameson, five runs, four of them earned over five innings on nine base hits that he allowed, including the home run by Vince Fernandez in the second inning. Pitches a strike, 1-1 on Mickey McDonald. Jameson walked two and struck out two and goes out trailing 5-0. Pitch misses to Mickey, a fastball at 91, 2-1. So the new pitcher appearing in the series for the first time, big Blake Workman, 6'3", 200-pounder. He'll be 25 in October, and he's from Las Vegas. 22nd-round pick by Arizona in the 2018 draft. Pitch down and in. 3-1 on Mickey McDonald. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the sixth. The ruling on the Billy McKinney double to left center in the fifth is that he went to third on the throw-in. Well, apparently they're going to give him an RBI on that. There's a ground ball to short. Moving in is Hager. He picks it up, throws, and gets McDonald by a step. Mickey's 1-for-4, and that ends the Las Vegas sixth inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and no one left on base. We now go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score. It's the Aviators 5 and the Aces nothing.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. all without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back, friends. All right, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas leading 5-0 as they try to get a win to get even in the series and pick up a game on first place Reno. They beat Reno last night after dropping the first two to cut the deficit from 9-8. The win tonight would move them within 7 with 2 left in this series. And, of course, Reno will invade Las Vegas ballpark one more time before the regular season ends. Excellent job by Ty Dameron. 5 innings, no runs, 5 hits. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts against a good hitting Reno team in a hitter's ballpark. And making his AAA debut is right-hander Jake Walkinshaw, W-A-L-K-I-N-S-H-A-W. Now, he's wearing number 62. His fastball is low at 93 miles an hour as Cintron. Cintron singled twice against Dameron, and the pitch is a strike. Fastball at 93. 1-1. Walkinshaw, 6'3", 205. 26 years old, Oakland's 36th round pick in the 2019 draft. Fastball's a strike at 93, 1-2. He's out of Seymour, Connecticut. Last year at Class A Stockton, he was 5-4 with a 4.85 ERA. And then he was, as I said, he was a double-A Midland earlier this year. This is his triple-A debut. The 1-2, fastball, chop foul at the plate, kicking high in the air toward the first base on deck circle. 1-2 is the count. Jake Walkinshaw. Now the pitch. Slider hit up the third baseline, a fair ball, and it goes under the glove of McKinnon into the left field corner. On his way to second is Cintron. You just can't stop him. That's why he's hitting 368. He's 3-for-3 now, and he sprayed the ball all over the place. A single to center, a single to straightaway left. Now he pulls one over the bag for a double. And here's Luplo. He's hit into double play and lined out to right against Dameron. The Aviators are leading 5-0. They want to give Walkinshaw a chance to get his feet wet at Triple-A. You'll see how it goes. There's a good-sized crowd here tonight on a Friday night. I believe it's a fireworks night. So a nice crowd. And, it's never easy to make your debut. You want to make a good impression in front of the teammates and management and the brass. Here is the pitch to Luplo. And the fastball's inside at 92, ball one, 1-0. Walkinshaw attended college at Southern New Hampshire. Pitch inside, ball two. 2-0 on Luplo. Cintron at second. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, 5-0 Las Vegas. At AA Midland, Walkinshaw made 9 appearances, 8 of them starts. He was 3-1 with a 3.83 ERA. Fastball, high fly ball to left field. Playable for Kelly. Dalton trots in and makes the catch, and there is one out. Cintron back to second base, and the batter Seth Beer, who against Dameron, the left-hander, lined out to right and struck out. Looking more closely at his numbers, Walkinshaw, MID in this case stands for Midwest League and not Midland. It's Class A ball. So he did not pitch at Midland this year, correcting myself. Jake Walkinshaw pitched at Class A Lansing. That's where he was 3-1. With a 3.83 ERA. Ground ball off of Walkinshaw. Charged by Smith, who bare hands and throws and gets him. Good play by Kevin Smith. That's a 1-6-3 put out on the deflected ground ball off the bat of Seth Beer. But that's a fine play by Smith. On the play, Cintron hustles over to third. Two down. Ball deflected off Walkinshaw. Smith came swooping in. His only chance was to barehand it. If you try to glove it and then throw it, you're not going to get him. Two outs, Cintron to third. Here's Kennedy. Single to center against Dameron and single to right against Dameron. Now facing Walkinshaw, the pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner at 94, 0-1. At Lansing, Walkinshaw threw 40 innings, allowed 37 hits, 5 home runs. He walked 11. He struck out 43. Decent numbers, but again, that's A-ball. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Kennedy. Walkinshaw throws. Fastball grounded to short. Smith backhands, plants his feet, throws high, and he's safe, and the run scores. Tough break for young Jake Walkinshaw. Routine ground ball. Smith's made so many good plays, especially lately. He just made the great play, and the ball hit by Beer. That's a routine ball, but he threw the ball high. Diaz leaped way up to catch it, but the run scores on a throwing error by Kevin Smith, and that's how Reno gets its first run. Throw to first, and back in there is Kennedy. Herrera batting left-handed for the first time in the game. Switch hitter against Dameron. The lefty walked and grounded into double play. Walkinshaw set, and the pitch on the way. Way high, ball one. 1-0. He almost threw that one to the backstop. Las Vegas leads 5-1 in the sixth inning. And, of course, as everybody knows, you're playing Reno, the best team in the division, and maybe the best team in the league. The pitch, fastball is outside 2-0. And a couple of things you can't afford to do is walk people, which the Aviators have not done that. Well, Dameron only walked one in five innings. But then got to be steady with your defense. And throughout the first half of the game, they have been. They turned two double plays. There's a fly ball to shallow left. Kelly was playing shallow, so he trots in and makes a one-handed catch. And the inning is over. The Aces score one run on one hit, one error, one left. At the end of six, Las Vegas 5 and Reno 1.
Luxy's, download the app to download Luxy's for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Luxy's, share the love. Luxy's.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Yes, here we are. We head to the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 5-1 as we go to the seventh. The story of the game, The starting pitcher, Ty Dameron, 5 shutout innings against a very good hitting Reno team on the road here in Reno. In the one inning for Jake Walkinshaw, I don't know if they'll send him out for another inning or not. He pitched reasonably well. He gave up a run because of an error. And the one hit he gave up was a ground ball that happened to be directly over the third base bag. Blake Workman, second inning of work. Out of the bullpen for Reno, he deals a strike on the outside corner to Bo Taylor. Left-handed hitting catcher batting in the second position. Jordan Diaz and David McKinnon will follow. Taylor has reached on an error and scored, walked and grounded out. Fastball's outside at 91. One ball and one strike is the count on Taylor. Taylor, Diaz, and McKinnon. If anyone reaches, Billy McKinney will be up. Blake Workman with the Aviators leading 5-1. The pitch to Bo Taylor. High fouled off to the left out of play. That was a slider. And the ball's going to go back up on the roof. 1-2 is the count. Blake Workman played collegiately at Cal State Fullerton. Chosen by Arizona in the 22nd round in 2018. Fastball up and away, 2-2. He split last year between Reno and AA Amarillo. But he joined the Aces this year on May 23rd. At AA Amarillo, where he began the year, he was 2-0 with a pair of saves and a 4.32 ERA in 13 games. 2-2 is a little low at a fastball. 3-2 on Bo Taylor. Workman has made one appearance against the Aviators this year. Just 2/3 of an inning in Las Vegas, zeros across. 3-2 pitch. Taylor swings and misses, and down he goes. One out. And the batter, Jordan Diaz, who's hit 3 ground balls, 2 to third, 1 to second. Jordan's 0 for 2. Seventh inning, a 5-1 lead for Las Vegas. Nobody throwing in the Vegas bullpen, so it looks like they're going to want Walkinshaw to throw at least one more inning. See how it goes. Pitch is a strike, 0-1. On Diaz, who's averaged now .333, a homer, 10 batted in. David McKinnon out on deck. Bases empty, 1 gone, 7th inning. Las Vegas, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Reno, 1-6-2. The numbers. Fastball inside at 92. 1-1 on Jordan Diaz. Fastball. There's a strike on the outside half at the knees. Nice pitch. 1-2 on Diaz. Ted Wien's trivia. We're going to talk about rapid success of expansion teams. Something that doesn't come up very often because it doesn't happen very often. Pitch foul back. 1-2 remains on Jordan Diaz. In Major League Baseball, which team was the fastest expansion team to win a World Series? It came into existence 1 year and took the fewest number of years to win the series. Expansion team. Which one? Fastball outside at 93. 2-2 on Jordan Diaz. One out. Bases empty. Seventh inning. And Las Vegas with a run on the first. 2 in the second. 2 in the fifth. Leading 5-1. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jordan Diaz. Slider outside. 3-2. Diaz showed a good eye on those last two pitches. Full count. Workman, the bearded right-hander, has the sign from Herrera. Here's a 3-2. Diaz fouls one off to the right out of play. Fastball at 92. Answer coming up. Still 3-2 on Jordan Diaz. Outfield about straight away. The infield well spread out also. The 3-2. Fastball foul back out of play. The pitch was high, but with two strikes, Jordan trying to protect the plate. Got a piece of that 93-mile-an-hour pitch and launched it foul to the right. 3-2. Workman has yet another new ball now. Played umpire Tom Hanahan. Now another 3-2 to Diaz. Line drive in a right, a base hit. There's a great at-bat for Jordan Diaz. Luplo scoops it up and lobs it back in. He took a close 1-2 pitch, a close 2-2 pitch, fouled off a couple of 3-2 pitches, and then roped that one into right. First hit off of Workman, 10th hit for the Aviators. And Diaz, third hit of the series. Here is McKinnon. Doubled in a run, grounded out, and walked and scored. Diaz at first with one out. Going to get a very short lead, maybe two steps. That's all. Pitches up and in near the elbows. 1-0 on David McKinnon. Right-handed hit is shift on for McKinnon. Slider, that's a strike. 1-1, only first baseman Maroglio, who's holding Diaz onto the bag at first, occupies the right side. Cintron, the second baseman, Hager, the shortstop, and Kennedy, the third baseman, all on the left side. Kennedy's hugging the line. 1-1. Fastball's outside at 93. Ball two. 2-1 is the count. Well, as much work as the Aviators' bullpen has had the last few days, they would love it if they could get at least one more inning out of Walkinshaw. Here is the pitch. It's a little high, 3-1. But McKinnon's got such a good eye. David McKinnon. On-base percentage well over 400. Tops in the Pacific Coast League. Billy McKinney, who had a key double in the fifth inning rally, is on deck. Here's the pitch. He swings at a high fastball, fouls it back. It might have been ball four. McKinnon saw an opportunity to drive the ball, and he fouled it back. 3-2. McKinnon steps out, looks at Fran Reardon, and goes through a few motions and claps his hands. Adam Rosales is coaching at first. 3-2. Diaz again, a very small lead. And McKinnon lines one down the right field line. That is a fair ball headed for the corner. Luplo races over to the 340 sign, picks it up and guns it in. Diaz stops at third, and a double into the right field corner by David McKinnon, his second double of the game. Another good piece of hitting by a very good hitter. That pitch was actually on the inside half. He inside out of that ball, then took that inside pitch the opposite way. Great piece of hitting by David McKinnon. He's got four hits in the series, three of them doubles, including the game-winning double last night. Second and third, one out. Here's McKinney, who is 1-for-3. Against Jameson, he struck out, flied out, and then double to left center field. So the Aviators now have 11 hits, and they're threatening here. They lead 5-1 in the seventh. Second and third, one out. Aces pull the infield in. McKinney takes a changeup for a strike, 0-1. And there's a shift on. First baseman Rolio, about even with the bag, maybe a step back, but much closer than he normally would be. Second baseman Cintron, midway on the dirt between the infield grass and the outfield grass. And Hager is about 10, 12 feet to the right of second base on the dirt. Fastball foul back, 0-2 on McKinney. The only Buddy Kennedy's on the left side. Kennedy's even with the bag and far off the line. So Workman needs a strikeout. He has a two-strike advantage on McKinney. Diaz at third, McKinnon at first. But again, with the infield in and one out, you can expect Diaz to run on contact. The 0-2, up and away with that pitch at 85. One ball and two strikes now on Billy McKinney. He's at 290, 11 homers, 45 batted in. Nate Mondu, who is 3-for-3 in this game, is on deck. 1-2. McKinney back in from the left side, wearing 26, winds the bat around windmill style. He swings and misses at a high fastball. Strike three. Workman got the strikeout that he wanted. He got McKinney to chase one. That's a big out. The infield can back up now. Second and third with two down. Here's Mondu, 3-for-3. Against the starter Jameson, single to left and scored. Single to right, and then double to left center to knock in a run. Here's the pitch. Mondu looks at a fastball a little high at 92 miles an hour. 1-0. More action in the Reno bullpen. A right-hander is throwing. Mondu now is up to 284 with his three-hit performance in this game. The pitch. There's a ground ball to second. Knocked down by Cintron, who picks it up and throws him out. And that finishes the inning. Mondu retired for the first time. In the Vegas seventh, no runs, two hits. No errors, two left. We're now in the stretch portion of the seventh inning in Reno. And the score, Las Vegas 5, Reno 1.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds to glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thank you. I'm here all week. It's a 5-1 lead for Las Vegas. Bottom three coming up, starting with Dominic Maroglio. Breaking ball from Jake Walkinshaw, making his AAA debut, is up and in ball one. Maroglio against Ty Dameron, the starter, 0-for-2 with two fly balls to right fielder Vince Fernandez. The 1-0. Fastball, bounding ball back of the bag at second. Nice kangaroo hop grabbed by Mondu. He fires a knee-high strike to Diaz. 4-3 put out, one out of the bottom of the seventh, and Jake Hager coming up now. Hager against Dameron rolled into a 6-4 force out to end the second inning with runners at the corners and struck out swinging in the fifth. 5-1 Las Vegas in the seventh inning. Ted Wien's trivia. Which team was the fastest expansion team in Major League history to win the World Series? Put into expansion began in 1961. Fastball strike, 0-1 to Hager. American League expanded with two teams. Angels and the Senators, the pitch. Chop foul outside third. Into the dugout it goes, 0-2. And then the following year, 1962, the Mets and Houston Colt 45s. Then in 1969, four teams, two in each league. San Diego Padres, Montreal Expos, Seattle Pilots, Kansas City Royals. Chopper fouled outside third. 0-2 still on Jake Hager. Another expansion in 1977. And again in 93 and again in 98. Here is the 0-2 now. Fastball just low. 1-2. 77 was the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. And went on from there. Well, the answer is the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're the fastest expansion team to win the World Series. There's the pitch. Fastball. Oof, wow, I don't know. I guess it's a ball. He hit Taylor's glove square in the center of the glove. Excellent-looking pitch. And the count is 2-2. Walkinshaw's next one. Hager swings at a low fastball, chops it foul. Yeah, the Diamondbacks came into existence in 1998. And like basically all expansion teams, they finished poorly in the, as expected, their first year, fifth place. But they made several off-season acquisitions, including future Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson. There's a fly ball to left field and shallow. Moving in, Kelly going out. Smith! Kelly goes into a slide and makes an excellent catch in shallow left field. Dalton Kelly came racing in. He was on a collision course with Smith. And I think he called him off because Smitty bailed out of the way, peeled away, and kind of let him take it. And Kelly slid down on the seat of his pants and grabbed that ball. Beautiful play by Dalton Kelly in left field. Two down. Here's Duzenac. Popped out to first and double to left center. Walkinshaw's pitch. Slider inside, ball one, 1-0. And because of the acquisitions they made, the Diamondbacks went from a poor showing in their first year in 98. All of a sudden in 1999, they won 100 games and the division championship. Ground ball to third, two hops for McKinnon. He fires to Diaz, and Walkinshaw has gone two good innings so far out of the bullpen in his AAA debut. We have played seven complete frames. As we go to the eighth, Las Vegas 5, Reno 1.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Game four. It is a 5-1 lead for the Las Vegas Aviators. They've led the whole way. 1-0 after one, 3-0 after two, 5-0 after five, and 5-1 into the eighth. The new pitcher, right-hander Mitchell Stumpo, S-T-U-M-P-O. So Blake Workman, Las Vegas native, two innings, no runs, two hits. In relief starter Dre Jameson. Workman did not walk anybody and struck out two. Stumpo takes over in the eighth to face the bottom three, Kevin Smith, Vince Fernandez, and then Dalton Kelly. Smith 1-for-3 with a single off the left field wall, and he struck out twice since. Stumpo's fastball lifted to left. That's where Duzenak is. He angles a little bit to his left and puts that away. One out for Vince Fernandez. Mitchell Stumpo, number 18, the right-hander. Stumpo is 6'2", 205. 26 years old from Raleigh, North Carolina. Signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2019. Second time pitching in the series. Stumpo is 1-2 in 37 games before tonight. A 4.33 ERA. 35 and a third innings. Fastball is ball one to Fernandez. He's only given up 26 hits. It's a 2.03 opponent's batting average. Walk 26. That's a lot of walks. 40 strikeouts. A lot of strikeouts. Fernandez has homered, doubled, and reached on an error. 2-for-3. Fastball foul back. 1-1 the count. Anyway, it's finishing up the details of the Ted Weins trivia question. Diamondbacks came into existence in 98, finished in fifth, made some key acquisitions going to 99, and won 100 games in just their second year. Won the division. There's a check swing comebacker. Stumpo runs toward first. He'll take it the whole way and step on the bag personally. So Stumpo fields the ball and gets his own put out. Fernandez is 2-for-4. A check swing roller. And with two outs, here's Kelly. Kelly does not have a hit tonight. Two ground balls to short and a double play ground ball that went 6-4, 6-3. And he's 0-for-8 in the series. But he made a beautiful sliding catch a moment ago in shallow left to take a base hit away from Jake Hager. Here's the pitch. Fastball, big swing and a miss, strike one. Then came 2001, and they won the World Series over the three-time defending champion New York Yankees. Fastest team to do it. Came into existence in 98, won the series in 2001. Pitch is low. 96 miles an hour, 1-1. They played their home games at Chase Field, was known as Bank One Ballpark back in the day, or the Bob, as the locals called it. Here's the 1-1, and that's down and in, ball two. Two balls and a strike on Dalton Kelly. Phoenix, of course, I was there when they had a Triple-A team before the Diamondbacks got there. The San Francisco Giants Triple-A team was there. Big bounding ball to the right of second. Hager, the shortstop, has it, throws his man out, and that's it. Kelly is 0-4. And the Aviators go out in order. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the score remains Las Vegas 5 and Reno 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, thanks for joining us on a lovely Friday night from Reno. 5-1, Las Vegas leads it, and the rookie Jake Walkinshaw throws in the first pitch, fastball at 93, foul back by Dominic Fletcher, strike one. The starting pitcher tonight for the Aviators is the pitcher of record now, Ty Dameron, who went five shutout innings, throwing 65 pitches. You look great. He's in line for the win. Walkinshaw making his Triple-A debut, and he's really, to this point, he's given the team a lift because the bullpen could use a little bit of a breather. They've been used so much the last few days. So far, so good for Walkinshaw. He's allowed one unearned run on one hit in two innings, and they're going to try to see if he can go through the eighth. Pitch way up and away. One ball and one strike on Fletcher against Dameron. Fletcher grounded a short, grounded a second, and struck out. The only man in the order Walkinshaw hasn't faced yet. Cintron is on deck, then Luplo. Fastball way high, 2-1. Jake Walkinshaw from Seymour, Connecticut, town located in New Haven County. There's a high pop-up on a slider, left side, McKinnon and Smith. Smith with the better angle calls off McKinnon, makes the catch with both feet on the outfield grass. One out. In the Reno eighth inning, Giancarlo Cintron is 3-for-3. Two singles against Dameron and a ground ball over the bag at third for a double off of Walkinshaw, the only hit thus far that Walkinshaw has allowed. Seymour, Connecticut, bordered by the towns of Oxford and Beacon Falls and Bethany and Woodbridge. If you know your Connecticut geography, breaking ball inside, ball one, 1-0. Essentially, it's part of the metro area for New Haven. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Good pitch. 1-1. Walkinshaw, 30 pitches, 19 strikes. This is a big test. Cintron, 371, one of the really good hitters in the league. Breaking ball, chop fouled outside third. One after that 81-mile-an-hour hook. Ball and two strikes. One and two. Kelly went over to get the ball and toss it out of play. He's going back to his position now in left field. One out, bases empty, bottom of the eighth. 5-1 Las Vegas, the 1-2. Walkinshaw's fastball is grounded to first. Right there is Diaz. He scoops it up and steps on the bag with the left foot. That's the first time they've gotten Cintron out. That's a good low fastball at 96 miles an hour. Walkinshaw threw a good pitch to get a good hitter out. And with two outs, here's Luplo. Hit into a double play, lined out to right and flied out to left. Luplo climbs in. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. Luplo, big league time with Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Tampa Bay. He looks at a strike. Fastball at 96, and it's 0-2. Luplo will be 29 on the 26th of September, born in Visalia. To Buchanan High School in Clovis, California, then went to Fresno State nearby. Fastball's high. One ball and two strikes the count. Luplo was a third baseman in high school, but he moved to the outfield at Fresno State. Pitch up and in. Breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. The Pirates drafted him in the third round in 2014. Traded to Cleveland. And then traded to Tampa in last summer. Pitch in the dirt. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Luplo now. And this past November, the Rays traded Luplo to the Diamondbacks for Ronnie Simon. Again, Luplo, the great-nephew of big league outfielder Al Luplo from the 60s. Did he go on that low pitch? No! That was very close. That one could have gone either way. Pitch was low. Luplo tried to check his swing. They appealed, and Eric Backus said no swing. So there's a walk. Very close on that check swing. The batter, Seth Beer, line to right, struck out, and hit a hard ground ball, the hardest hit ball thus far against Luplo, against Walkinshaw, that is. He had a hard ground ball deflected by Walkinshaw, and shortstop Kevin Smith made an excellent play to swoop in, barehand the ball, and throw him out. Fastball, strike at the knees, 0-1. The Reno Aces pear-shaped mascot standing atop the third base dugout exhorting the crowd. Da-da-da-da-da. Beer is the cheer. The 0-1 from Walkinshaw, slider down and in. 83 miles an hour, good downward bite on that pitch. One ball and one strike. Luplo at first, two down, bottom of the eighth. Walkinshaw now 40 pitches, 24 strikes in his AAA debut. Luplo a very conservative leadoff first base. The 1-1 to Beer. Fastball driven toward left center field. McDonald racing over, and Mickey can't get it. It bounces off the wall. Luplo's going to score. It's a double by Beer, and now it's a 5-2 lead for Las Vegas in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, again, the two things you don't want to do, especially in hitters' ballparks like Reno and against a very good team like Reno, when you have the lead, you can't make errors and you can't walk people. Walkinshaw, and this is what has to concern the Aviators a little bit, not terribly at this point, because they're four outs away from winning the game. Steve Conley going out to speak to him. He got the first two men out very quickly here. He popped up Fletcher. He got Cintron, a tough hitter, to ground out. And then he got an 0-2 count on Luplo. And despite the fact that he had an 0-2 count, he decided to nibble, and he walked him. And then Beer doubled him in. Now, Buddy Kennedy, who is 2-for-3 with two singles and reached on a throwing error by Kevin Smith his last time up, is coming up. And part of the reason Conley is out there to give Walkinshaw some instructions on how to pitch to Kennedy. And meanwhile, a right-hander does now get up in the Las Vegas bullpen. Jake LeMoyne starts to throw. All right, the Aviators now lead 5-2. Beer at second. Here's Kennedy. Switch hitting Jose Herrera's on deck. Walkinshaw nods yes to Taylor's sign and delivers. Fly ball to left, hit well. Backing up is Kelly. Backing up, backing up, backing up. Makes the catch on the warning track. and the inning is over. Reno in the eighth inning with one run on one hit, no errors, one left. To the ninth, Las Vegas 5, Reno 2.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Go to the ninth inning. Jeff Bain, who started game one of this series, a spot start. He threw two scoreless innings, giving up two hits, striking out three. Is going to come in and pitch the ninth inning. So Mitchell Stumpo, we hardly knew ye. He faced three hitters and got them all out. There's been Jameson, who's still a pitcher of record. He went five. Workman went two. Stumpo one. Now Bain in the ninth. Jeff Bain, number 41. 6'4", 200-pounder. 26 years old from Montebello, California, the L.A. area. 16th round draft pick by the Diamondbacks in the 2017 draft. Bain will face the top of the order. Mickey McDonald got one of the two hits that Bain gave up in game one. Now he's up again, and the pitch is a strike at the knees, 0-1. Mickey 1-for-4 with a single and three ground outs in this game. Bain, this is his sixth game, his second relief appearance. 0-1 with a 3.48 ERA and 10 and a third innings. The 0-1. And Mickey checked his swing, took a strike. Off-speed pitch that time at 80 miles an hour. Nothing and two. Bo Taylor on deck, then Jordan Diaz. LeMoyne has stopped throwing in the bullpen. There's no action now in the Las Vegas Aviator bullpen. Slider swung on and missed. Mickey McDonald out on strikes, making him 1-for-5, one out in the ninth. Bo Taylor coming up, which means one of two things. Either LeMoyne got ready quickly and doesn't want to throw anymore and is going to pitch the ninth, or they're going to let Walkinshaw go out and try to close the game out. We shall see. Here's Taylor. Reached on an error, scored, walked, grounded out, and struck out. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Bain's breaking ball, a called strike near the inside corner. 0-1, Jordan Diaz on deck. Top of the ninth, 5-2, Las Vegas. The pitch. Fastball high at 92. 1-1. On this date in baseball history in 1880, the first baseball game at night took place under artificial light. And kind of an interesting story. The 1-1, up and away, 2-1. Strawberry Hill, located on the shores of Nantasket Beach in Hull, Massachusetts. Kind of in the middle of the water there. Teams made up of employees from the retail competitors of Jordan Marsh and R.H. White, the two companies. There's a strike to Taylor, 2-2. The game was lit up by lights placed on three wooden towers erected 500 feet apart by the Northern Electric Light Company. Line drive caught by Hager. Hager, the shortstop, playing to the right of second, and that time the shift helped Reno. Ball hit hard by Taylor. Two outs for Jordan Diaz. Well, that setup supplied the brightness of what they estimated was 90,000 candles. And tell you one thing, didn't hurt the offense. The game ended in a 16-16 tie. No, they didn't put a runner on second base for extra innings. Pitch is low, ball one. But I will tell you that the game only ended then because the players had to catch the last ferry back to Boston. Wow. 1-0 on Diaz. Diaz 1-for-4 with a single. He drives one toward right center. Here comes Fletcher. He's there. He's got it. And the Aviators go out in order in the top of the ninth against Jeff Bain. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning in Reno. And the score, it is Las Vegas 5 and the Reno Aces 2.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Aviators are leading 5-2. Jake Walkinshaw in his Triple-A debut. He's never even pitched a Double-A. Bypassed Double-A to get here. He's gone three innings in relief for the starter, Ty Dameron, giving up two runs, one earned. He's given up two hits, and they want him to try to close it out. Jake LeMoyne is throwing in the bullpen just in case. 6-7-8 here for Reno, starting with Jose Herrera, the switch hitting catcher. Grounded up the first baseline, charged by Diaz. He's got it at the bag, steps on the bag, one pitch, one out. Herrera now 0-for-3 with a walk in the batter, Dominic Maroglio. Two fly balls to right against Dameron, grounded out to second, facing Walkinshaw. Walkinshaw wearing number 62. Sweeps away at the dirt near the rubber with his right foot. Reads Bo Taylor, kicks the left leg and delivers. And the slider's up and in at 85. Ball one, 1-0 on Maroglio. And Walkinshaw has been a starter at Lansing, so it's not like he isn't stretched out. 44 pitches so far in this game, 27 strikes. Fastball jumps in there for a strike at 93. 1-1 on Maroglio, hitting 265 with 9 homers and 33 batted in. 3 out of 13. Check that. 3 out of 12. In this series, 1-1 pitch. Fastball rides high, 2-1. Taylor wigwags a sign. Walkinshaw to the motion, the 2-1. Fastball up and in. Now it is 3-1 on Dominic Maroglio. Jake Hager is on deck. Through 3 1/3. Walkinshaw has walked one, has not recorded a strikeout. There's a ground ball to short. Smith scoops it up, takes an extra step, and throws his man out. Two down. Smitty needed an extra moment to get a good grip on it to make sure, and threw him out. So now the Aviators need one out to even the series. And standing in their way is Jake Hager, Las Vegas native. In this game against Dameron, rolled into a fielder's choice to the shortstop Smith, struck out, and then against Walkinshaw was robbed of a hit when his bloop in the shallow left was caught by a sliding Dalton Kelly. Slider swinging a miss, strike one, 0-1. Good pitch. Nice tight slider at 86 miles an hour. 0-1. Hager, 227, three homers, 31 batted in. The pitch is a little outside. Took something off. Looked like a changeup that time. 1-1. 1-1 on Hager. 5-2 Las Vegas. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Walkinshaw's 1-1. Fastball. Just low. Whoa, was that close. Right over the plate. And if it missed, it missed by a whisker. Two balls and a strike on Hager. Walkinshaw comes right back. Fastball grounded to short. Smith moves in, picks it up, fires to first, and the Aviators are even in the series. They beat Reno 5-2, and young Jake Walkinshaw, who'd never pitched above A-ball, goes the last four innings to save it for Ty Dameron. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. The team's leaving the field now to get ready for a fireworks show here. And here are the totals. Las Vegas, 9 games out 2 days ago. Now won back-to-back games to go 7 back of Reno. They split the first 4 games here. Las Vegas is now 63-64. They finished tonight with 5 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, leaving 7. Reno's now 70-57. They get 2 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors, leaving 6 men on base in this game. The winning pitcher, Ty Dameron, improves to 2-0 on the year. And the save to young Jake Walkinshaw. Dameron and Walkinshaw combined to go 9. And Jake LeMoyne got ready in the bullpen. He was not needed. Great job by Walkinshaw. 4 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits. No strikeouts, 1 walk. And that's all you can hope for. The bullpen needed a day off and essentially it got one. Only the 7th time the Aviators beat Reno in 22 meetings on the year. There was 1 home run in the game. It was hit by Las Vegas right fielder Vince Fernandez in the 2nd inning with a man on. Fernandez hit that home run, his 14th of the year. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-11 on the year. A crowd of 5,908 paid to see the game. By far the biggest crowd of the series so far. 2 hours, 17 minutes on the time. On the postgame show, we'll do a recap and get you updated on the scores coming up after this.
In Las Vegas, it is always on. We're talking Roman Coliseum meets Gridiron meets Field of Dreams meets Cold Ice meets Ultimate Fights meets Neon Lights. It's hat tricks and Hail Marys and dunks and pit stops. It's 8 seconds to glory and extra innings and go time and multiple overtimes. Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. What happens here only happens here. Learn more at visitlasvegas.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ballgame this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Sleep cooler, sleep longer, sleep better with a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic is ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power for a reason. Comfort. Pain alleviating, back supporting, body cooling comfort. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our Labor Day sale, save up to $700 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 instant gift on select mattresses. We have a large in-stock selection and 0% financing for up to 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Cap brief. Aviators needing to win after losing the first two games. They won last night in 10, coming from behind to do so. This time they had the lead the whole way. One in the first, and then a two-run home run by Vince Fernandez got him going in the second. Two more in the fifth inning when Billy McKinney and Nate Mondu had back-to-back doubles. Mondu had three hits in the game. David McKinnon with two doubles in the game. And Vince Fernandez with a double and the two-run home run. Kevin Smith had a good day in the field. He did make one throwing error, but he had six assists and a putout. He made some very nice plays. And really, the pitching was outstanding. Ty Dameron, I mean, only his second AAA start. Five innings, no runs, five hits. Jake Walkinshaw up, not from AA Midland, from Class A Lansing. Never pitched an inning above A ball. Goes four innings on the road in front of a crowd of just under 6,000. Does a terrific job to mop up and get the save. So the Aviators, because of the job by Dameron and Walkinshaw, will have a full complement of relievers available tomorrow night when Hogan Harris pitches in Game 5. I'll be back with some scores next after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Save up to $1,000 on select Serta, Sealy Beauty Rest, and Purple mattresses. And get up to a $300 free gift at the Best Mattress Labor Day Sale. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Experience the amazing new advances in mattresses. More support, regulated temperature, targeted pressure relief, even help with snoring. Plus, get a free gas card up to $150 on select Perfect Sleeper and Beauty Rest mattresses. We've got quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right, Welcome back. Fireworks continue to go off here. We have the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in the PCL. One game still going on. It's in the seventh inning in Tacoma. Sacramento leads Tacoma by a score of 3-2 in that one. Everything else in the Pacific Coast League is over. Round Rock beat Oklahoma City 3-2 to close within three games of the first-place Oklahoma City Dodgers in the Eastern Division. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque. That was a 9-2 final from Sugar Land. Well, looked like El Paso was going to gain ground also. They had a 5-1 lead in the eighth inning at home, and Salt Lake got five in the eighth and two in the ninth and beat El Paso by a score of 8-5 in that one. So that rounds out the scoreboard in terms of the Pacific Coast League. Check some major league scores here as the fireworks continue to go off. Great crowd here tonight, by the way, to watch the ball game and also check out the scores. So we're going to get to the major league scores in just a moment. They're pausing between rounds of fireworks here. And now it looks like the show is over. All right, big league scores. In Anaheim, seventh inning, Houston 4, the Angels 2. Seventh inning, Arizona 2, the Brewers 1. In the sixth inning, San Diego leads the Dodgers 4-0. Bottom of the fourth, the Giants with an 11-0 lead on the Phillies now. Earlier, Toronto shut out Pittsburgh 4-0. The Reds beat the Rockies 3-2. Baltimore beat Oakland 5-2. It was Detroit 5, Kansas City 4. The Mets beat Washington 4-3. Seattle defeated Cleveland 6-1. Boston knocked off Texas at Fenway 9-1. Tampa Bay shut out the Yankees 9-0. And it was Atlanta over the Marlins 8-1. The White Sox got a home victory over Minnesota 4-3. And St. Louis shut out the Cubs by a score of 8-0. I'll be back with a final word from Reno next, right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Seven games back when the series began. There's seven games back after four games, but two games to go. And tomorrow, they're going to face a fellow who's been making his AAA debut. Never thrown in the PCL before, a right-hander named Danny Olivero. He will make the start tomorrow, young man in his early 20s. And left-hander Hogan Harris, who's 0-2, will make the start for Las Vegas. And again, one of the big pluses, not only did the Aviators win this game, and a game they really needed to win, just like last night's game, but because of the fact that they only used two pitchers, Ty Dameron and rookie Jake Walkinshaw. just about everybody, maybe not everybody, but almost everybody who did not pitch tonight out of the bullpen will be available tomorrow. Is Hogan Harris, you know, because of his long history of injuries, generally they're not going to let him throw more than 80 pitches no matter what. So that's the story tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch, 6:20 pregame show. Want to thank former National League Cy Young Award winner and current Reno Aces pitching coach Doug Drabeck once again for being our pregame guest. My thanks to Joe, our studio producer tonight for this broadcast, for his great help back in the Lotus Studios. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated the Reno Aces 5-2. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
My favorite boxer. Toljamovic, she said the same thing after. She said, it's kind of weird and surreal. She said, to be honest, I kind of feel sad. Right? Because she's caught up in the moment. She goes, I kind of feel sad, but, you know, it was a thrill to play her and beat her. Tony Finn bats leadoff. This is... Bring it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. 800-858-6811. That's 800-858-6811.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or